Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. You are the mighty God. You are the great I am. Alleluia, alleluia. You are the mighty God. We declare you are the great I am. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. You are the mighty God. You are the great I am. Alleluia, alleluia. You are the mighty God. You are the great I am. Ah, ah, alleluia, alleluia. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia, alleluia. All doubt at worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. For thou art created all things for thy pleasure. They are created. Oh, there is none only as our God. There is none beside thee. Neither is there any rock like our God. There is none only as the Lord. Praise the Lord, oh sing, oh sing, oh praise. Praise the Lord, oh sing, oh praise the Lord, praise the Lord, oh sing, oh praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise his holy name, oh praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord. We shout hallelujah. Oh, sing, oh, praise the Lord. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, sing, oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, sing, oh, sing, oh. Praise the Lord. Oh, sing, oh, sing, oh. Praise the Lord. Oh, sing, oh, sing, oh. Praise the Lord. Beloved, you know, we just have nothing to give than just to praise God. If we are to measure everything we enjoy from God, nothing in our capacity to give rather than just to praise God. And for the fact that we have the promises from God that he answered prayers and that he has made an arrangement for us to speak to him. He has made this avenue for us to reach to him, to present our supplication. And something gave us confidence in God. Many things he has done in the past. So that one who has done so much for us, that we are enjoying the best from him, is able to do according to all, not one, all. And I know that we will pray to answer in the name of Jesus. Every prayers we are loading up in heaven, every prayer we are loading in a cloud, they will bring forth rain of answers to us in the name of Jesus. And we are very confident of this, especially in his word, in book of Psalm 102, verse 13, said, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, the set time is come. Your set time is come. My set time is come. Our set time as Cornerstone Fountain Church family is here. So 2025, our set time is here. Set time to carry what is meant for us is here. Set time to manifest God's faithfulness is here. Set time to show forth the glory of God is here. That's why it's not by mistake. As this year, 2025, is tagged the year of new covenant. When new covenant began, then we are going to see new beginning. And when new beginning comes up, new opportunity begin to manifest. And in total, we see a new life. So shall it be for us, for you, for me, and all of us in the name of Jesus. New life, new things that Lord had blessed us. New thing. We will all experience it. New thing that swallow the old things. We manifest in the name of Jesus. New thing that eradicate the old. Because when little light come upon every darkness, no matter how thick it is, they will all vanish because the light will always outshine darkness. So therefore, this year 2025, the best of God will outshine the old situations in our life that are ugly in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Give me Hebrews 8:13. See what Hebrews 8:13. Because new thing cannot come and the old will stay. And the same thing the Lord has said through our Father in the Lord, that the year of new covenant, Hebrews 8:13. Say, in that he said, a new covenant he has made first old. He has made first old. Now, that which decayeth and was old is ready to vanish away. That in that, he said, a new covenant he had made the first old. The first old. Then, now that which decayeth and was old is ready to vanish away. Meaning, the new things that he will do, we made those things that were there already, we make them disappear. And that even those things that are there that look ugly, that not looking promising, that even they are things that it's not glorifying God, that things that are not encouraging, the time for those things to vanish is now, because a new covenant is coming in. And so shall it be for us in the name of Jesus. So shall it be for us in the name of Jesus. All these promises will work for us in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So we are making it a point of prayer for us this year 2025. That a year of new covenant, a year of new covenant. That new covenant is to bring us new things on every side. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. There's a song that says, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. The one who answers prayer is your name. I say, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. The one who answers prayer is your name. The one who answers prayer, the one who answers prayer, the one who answers prayer is your name. Hallowed be thy name, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. The one who answers prayer is your name. Hallowed be thy name, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. The one who answers prayer is your name. Hallowed be thy name, oh, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. The one who answers prayer is your name. Hallowed be your name, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come. The one who answers prayer is your name. The one who answers prayers. The one who has a prayer, the one who has a prayer is your name. Lord, we believe you according to your word, that the one who answered prayer is you, O God. And you have said in your word, you have not called the house of Jacob to do what? To seek you in vain. So therefore, all our prayer, even the one we have rendered and the one we continue to pray, answer will come upon them in the name of Jesus. Because of the new covenant you have promised us, we must surely enjoy a new life in the name of Jesus. A new beginning and new opportunities begin to call in, begin to forge in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we are going to pray unto God this night. First of all, I want us to pray one thing. No? It's a year God wants to bestow our life upon with new things. But we need power. We need power. Because we should not forget that our adversary is there. I will take us there. But I want us to pray because we need to be built in, within capacity and the enablement of God. And as we strive, as we try, as we know, put all effort, Mr. Devil is there. That's why we need the power of God to energize us daily. You know, many people now, even they are already forgetting all what they have promised to do, or what they have said before them, because other situations has override those things that they put before them. You know, between on the 1st and today, 23rd, many things have come up. But we trust God that with God, all things are possible, and that we are going there, we are getting there by his help in the name of Jesus. We are going to pray to God that, oh God, in this 2025, empower me, spirit, soul, and body. Empower me that I will not fall short. Empower me that I will be able to acquire what you promised me. Empower me that I will not be disadvantaged. Because the devil has his own plan, even as we have our own good plan as well. We are going to pray that, oh God, in everything you will do in 2025, Lord, empower me not to be disadvantaged. Empower me not to be at the backseat. Empower me to lay hold in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray. Empower me, spirit, soul, and body. Empower me, spirit, soul, and body. Let your capacity enable me, oh God. By human capacity, I can only get to a limit, but with your strength, I can take hold. I can lay hold of my destiny. I can lay hold of what is promised to me. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Energize me. Spirit, soul, and body. Lord, I need you. I need you. I need you. That song says, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to you in 2025. I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to you. Speak to God. Oh, I need you. I need your empowerment. I need your strength. I need your capacity. I need your inner inbuilt that I will be able to withstand every arrow of darkness, everything that enemy may throw during the year. Lord, I need your capacity so that I will be able to stand even in the day of trouble. I begin to overcome. When they will come, you will raise standard against them for me. Father, I need your help. I need your strength. Empowerment from Zion. Strength from heaven. Lord, let it rest on me. Begin to pray. Let it rest on me in the name of Jesus. I don't want to run this race based on my own effort, based on my own knowledge, but I want to run the race of 2025 by your strength, that I will not stop on the way. I want to get to the end, and so that the end will end in praise. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, help me in the name of Jesus. Lord, help me in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen and amen. Now, back to our prayer of the day. That is the year of new covenant. As I said earlier, the year of new covenant. I said, when new covenant come up, then we see opportunity. We see new life. This is what we have covenanted with God this year. And surely we must have it. So I want us to pray. Can you open Revelation 3:8? Yes. I know thy work. Behold, I have set before thee an open door. No man can shut it. For thou hast little strength and hast kept my word and hast not denied my name. Amen. So I want us to lay our trust in this word. Say, look at what the Lord said about us. That I have set before thee an open door and no man can shut it. We are going to pray. Here is 2025. Lord, the open door. Lord, nothing will be able to shut it in the name of Jesus. The open door, Lord, that you have prepared for me. Lord, I will have it in the name of Jesus. The open door will open and continue to open and open and open. Because when those open doors open, then I begin to see what is meant for me. The package that are meant for me and my household. That Lord, the open door you have set for me in 2025, nothing shall be able to shut it in the name of Jesus. It shall not be closed. It shall not be closed. Begin to decree, begin to declare. Open door. There's an open door you have set before me. It shall not be locked up in the name of Jesus. Lord, you have promised that it's a year of new covenant, a new covenant of new door, new opening. Lord, nothing shall shut this door in the name of Jesus. This door shall not be locked up in the mighty name of Jesus. On every side, open door in the name of Jesus. Open door in the name of Jesus. Open door in the name of Jesus. Open door in the mighty name of of Jesus. Open door in the name of Jesus. In the name of open door on every side in the name of Jesus. Open door. We call forth. It shall not be locked up in the name of Jesus. Open door in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Give me 1 Corinthians 16:9. We are praying on those opportunities. We are praying on all those open doors. Yes. He said, look at, he said, for a great door and effectual is open unto me. For a great door and effectual is open unto me. But there are many adversary. I want you to decree after me. Say, for a great door and effectual is open unto me. Mention your name. For a great door and effectual is open unto me, Samuel. For a great door and effectual door is open unto my household. For a great door and effectual is open unto my career. For a great door and effectual is open unto all my plans this year. For a great door and effectual is open on my expectations. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray. Open door that you have promised her. They are not just a great door, but they are effectual. That is something that is very, very real. Something that is very, very valuable. Something that is real, that cannot be changed. Lord, this is what you promised me. A great door. A great door. A great door. Open according to your word as you have said it. A great door of goodness, a great door of testimony, a great door that will bring about my rejoicing is open before me. I claim this word upon myself, upon my life, upon my household. A great door, a great door, a great door, a great door, a great door in the name of Jesus. A great door in the name of Jesus. A great door, an effectual one. There are a great doors, but there effectual, I will enjoy them as well. In the name of Jesus, 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 in the name of Jesus. A great door, a great door, a great door, a great door. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. We are using the second line to pray. He said, a great door, an effectual door is open unto me. And there are many adversaries. And there are many adversaries. We are going to pray. Everything that stands at adversary, we are calling the fire of the Lord to set them ablaze. Every wicked, you say, every wicked forces preventing me to access the great door. Because in those great doors, there are opportunities. It is opportunities that lead ones, that led ones to things that call for uplift me, things that call for greatness. Because opportunity is not about a place or one thing. Opportunity are in diverse sphere, but it starts from great door and the effectual door. We are going to decree and declare every wicked forces that has bargained to prevent me from accessing great door. Fire of the Lord, we call on you right now. We call on you right now. Set them ablaze in the name of Jesus. Everything that stands as adversary, everything that they have programmed themselves to prevent me to access the great door. Oh Lord, we call the fire of Holy Ghost. Set them ablaze in the name of Jesus. Set them ablaze in the name of Jesus. On any form they want to come, on any form they have strategized, today we call the fire of God. Roast them up in the name of Jesus. Set them ablaze. Set them ablaze in the name of Jesus. Set them ablaze in the name of Jesus. Set them ablaze in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. I want us to pray that prayer one more time. No, one is to access a great door. And yet, in accessing it, your attention is being taken to an
certain emergencies that arises. Or in seeing the great door open, yet certain things deprive us from accessing effectual one. Or even as one is even enjoying this, you are seeing other things as well. It now be a mismatch. We are going to pray. 2025, it will not be a mismatch. We will not be a mist of both good and bad. No. What God promised is that a new covenant. We are going to decree 2025 for me and my householder. No situation of bad and good in the name of Jesus. No package of bad and good in the name of Jesus. What the Lord promised is a new covenant, a new life, a new beginning. Oh God, every mismatch of good things today, I cancel them in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is, anywhere it has been arranged, mismatch of situations, oh God, I cancel them in the name of Jesus. I cancel them. As for me and my household, I will enjoy what the Lord has promised. I will enjoy the goodness of God in the land of the living. So says your word. So therefore, whatever is being packed together from the pit of hell, I cancel them. I cancel them. In January, we cancel them. In February, we cancel them. In March, we cancel them. In April, we cancel them. In May, we cancel them. In June, we cancel them. In July, we cancel them. In August, we cancel them. In September, we cancel them. In October, we cancel them. In November, we cancel them. In December, we cancel them. Oh God, on every side, we cancel them. Whatever that want to journey with us, that from pit of hell, we cancel them. We nullify every of the operations in the name of Jesus. Lord, we refuse negativity to journey with us in 2025 in the name of Jesus. Even as we go to thrive so that we can flourish, Lord, we refuse negativity in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. So shall it be. So shall it be. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. We are going to pray that opportunity, I call you forth. Bible say, call those things that we are not as if they are. He said, speak. Open your mouth and I will fill it. Our tongue is seasoned with the authority of God. We are going to call out the opportunities from the four corners of the world. Begin to come forth for me. Come forth for my household. Every opportunities that is meant for you as a person, come up. Every opportunity is meant for your household, come up. Every opportunity is meant for your career, come up. Begin to decree opportunities, come up, come up, come up. I call you from the four corners of the world, from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south. I call you forth. I call you forth by the power in the name of Jesus. Yeah, ye, the word of God. Come up, come up, come up, come up, come up. In the name of Jesus, opportunities, come up, by the power in the name of Jesus, and by the promise of new covenant, come up, in the name of Jesus. The Lord has spoken, because it is the word of God. It must surely come to pass. So therefore, I lay hold, I call forth opportunities in the name of Jesus concerning my career. Opportunities in the name of Jesus. Opportunity in the name of Jesus. Opportunities in the name of Jesus. I call for opportunities in the name of Jesus. Opportunities, I call you forth in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Certain time, truly, opportunity will come up. As we decree,
for someone, even as you are watching me, opportunity will come up for you in the name of Jesus. That thing that from beginning of the year, it does not look like that. But the help of God will come up on those things and they'll become alive and bring about testimony in the name of Jesus. The same grace on those dry bones that became a legion of soldiers, Lord, will activate the same grace upon every good things we have, and upon everything we are looking that does not look like her. Lord, we decree and declare, let the spirit of opportunity come upon them right now in the name of Jesus. From the east, we call forth opportunity in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Now you will speak to God and tell God, Lord, as for me and my household, we refuse to fail. Where others fail, even in the past, even where we seem we have failed in the past, for this year, for me and my household, we refuse to fail. Even where others are failing, we refuse to fail. Begin to pray, begin to decree. I refuse to fail. Wherever it does a little for me to gather what belongs to me, I refuse to fail. I refuse to be disadvantaged. I refuse to fail. For me, for my household, I refuse to fail. Whatever is coming for me, I must get it. Whatever I need to have, I must possess it. I refuse to fail in the name of Jesus. Oh God, everything that are instituting themselves so that failure will come, I reject it. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I refuse to fail in the name of Jesus. I refuse to fail in the mighty name of Jesus. We are going to open your mouth one more time and speak to God that everything within me will not fail me. It is when certain good thing comes, it is when other things started generating. It is when other things started failing. We are going to pray. Even let's place our right hand up that, oh God, this year, everything within me will not fail me. My system will not fail me. My organs will not fail me. Even money will not fail me. Don't sometimes opportunity will come that we need money to carry it out. Money will not fail me. Pray, oh hey. Money will not fail me. My organs will not fail me. My health will not fail me. Even the job I'm doing will not fail me. Lord, every good thing that I will need, oh God, to enjoy and access my opportunities will not fail me. You will not fail me. You will not fail me. You will not fail me. My health will not fail me. Begin to decree. Begin to declare. My health will not fail me. You will not fail me. You will not fail me. You will not fail me in the name of Jesus. Sound mind. You will not fail me. You will not fail me in the name of Jesus. You will not fail me. 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 Help. 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 You will not fail. When supposed to come, you will not fail. Favor of God. Amen. You will not fail to come when I need you most. In the name of Jesus. Help of men, all of men, either women, either old, either young, either black, either white, you will not fail to manifest at the moment in the name of Jesus. Everything I needed at a very moment, it will show up in the name of Jesus. It will show up in the name of Jesus. It will show up. In Jesus' name we pray. You will pray for yourself that this year, as I journey, no delay, no stagnation. No delay, no stagnation. Is one thing to travel, to journey to a destination or to a location and be stuck. But for us this year, it shall not be our lot in the name of Jesus. We are going to pray.
This year, no delay, no stagnation. I cannot join to this level, to this moment, and be stuck, and be delayed, and be stagnated. I decree for me and my household, as we journey with the Spirit of God, no delay, no stagnations. In the name of Jesus, whatever seems to have stagnated us in the past, to this year, we refuse it. In the name of Jesus, no delay, no stagnation. Nations, in the mighty name of Jesus, no delay, no stagnations, in the mighty name of Jesus, no delay, no stagnations, in the name of Jesus Christ, every wickedness around me and my household to delay us, to stagnate us, oh God, we cast them in the lake of fire, we nullify their agenda, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, no delay, no stagnation, no delay, no stagnation, no delay, no stagnations, in the mighty name of Jesus, no delay, no stagnations, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. We are ending it. I want us to pray. We are living in a world, things are happening so fast, day by day, and most of them, sincerely, is in an ugly way. Give me Zechariah 4:9. Yes. See, the hand of Zerubbabel have laid this foundation of this house. His hand also shall finish it. Hi. The hand of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hand shall also finish it. And thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. We are going to decree. Two prayers we are praying in one. I have started this year on a high note. I must end it in praise. I have started this year with sound mind and a good health. Lord, I must end it in more greater level of greatness, more greater level of testimony, more greater level of good news. Lord, every good thing I have started with this year, it must surely end in praise. Even more than I have started it, begin to pray, begin to decree this in the name of Jesus. Lord, you have promised that the hand of Zerubbabel has steady condition, we surely finish it, oh God. Whatever I have put forward, whatever I have had, oh God, as a proposal, oh God, good plans, good dreams, Lord, it must surely end in praise. It must surely end in praise in the name of Jesus. It must surely end in praise as I have dreamed it to God. It must surely end in praise as I have promised it in my mind, as I have desired it, oh God. It must surely end in praise in the name of Jesus. It must surely end in praise. It must surely end in praise in the mighty name of Jesus. So shall it be. So shall it be. So shall it be. Lord, we decree upon your word that everything we put forward before you this year, it must surely end in praise in the name of Jesus. Oh my God, we decree the hand of the wicked shall not have any lot in this in the name of Jesus. But Lord, this we have proposed, this we have started, it must surely end in praise in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Abba Father. We worship your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's stand.